A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, October 16th, 2019. And this is Live Talk Diaspora Forum. My name is Chris Gande.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
We would like to welcome our viewers and listeners in Zimbabwe and around the world. Tonight, we are discussing moves by Zimbabweans in the diaspora to help each other.
A focus is on the Zimbabwe Diaspora Foundation, a human rights NGO, which has embarked on a program to set up contact persons and centers for Zimbabweans in distress across South Africa.
With increasing economic and social hardships in South Africa, the organization says the number of Zimbabweans requiring urgent help is growing, but there are no support systems in place.
The growing challenges identified by this organization include xenophobic violence, displacements, threats of xenophobic attacks, challenges of burying a deceased relative back home, unlawful arrests, declined access to health services, children being denied education, challenges with documentation, and many more.
To join our discussion, you can phone us directly at +1 202 619 2077 and we'll call you right back.
And remember, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on 13860 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
And remember, we are live streaming our shows on Facebook right now, so you can catch us on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Ndebele, and VOA Zimbabwe.
Ongodiwa vateereri nevatariri tasangana zvakare muchirongwa chedu chatinotarisa zviri kusangana nevana veZimbabwe vari kunze kwenyika. Inhasi tiri kutarisa zviri kuitika muSouth Africa umo nezuro sangano rinonzi Zimbabwe Human Rights Organization South Africa rakaparura chirongwa chekuunganidza umbowo kana namba dzinenge dzine pokuti vana veZimbabwe vari kutarisana nematambudziko vanga vachifona panhamba idzo dzenhare pamwe chetewo nekuparura homwe inenge ichibatsira kuunganidza mari inozobatsira vana veZimbabwe vanenge vari mumatambudziko. Chirongwa ichocho chinonzi Zimbabwe Diaspora Foundation chekuunganidza homwe chekuunganidza mari. Zimbabwe Diaspora Charity Fund ndo yavakaunganidza kuti pange paine homwe. Tinonzwa kuti vari kushanda vachitsigirwawo nemuzinda weZimbabwe muSouth Africa pamwewo navana muzvinabhizimusi vekuZimbabwe vari muSouth Africa imomo. Chinangwa chikuru ndechekuti hanzi vana veZimbabwe vakawanda vari kusangana zvikuru nekurwiswa nezvizvarwa zveSouth Africa, atingati maxenophobic attack aya. Vana veZimbabwe vari kusiya misha yavo vachizoita matambudziko, vachishaya vanovabatsira vasina mari. Koitawo dzimwe nyaya dzekuti vanogona kungosungwa zvisina tsarukano, vanenge vachitarisirwa kunge vachiwanawo magweta anovabatsira, asi vari kutadza kuzviita nekuti panenge pasina mari. Nekutiwo vana vechikoro vanenge vachinetseka kuti vawane nzvimbo dzezvikoro nenyaya dzemapepa nezvimwe zvakadaro. Saka ndo zvimwe zvikuru zvaita kuti sangano iro reZimbabwe Human Rights Organization South Africa riumbe Zimbabwe Diaspora Charity Fund kana kuti Zimbabwe Diaspora Foundation homwe yekuti pange pachiunganidzwa mari inobatsira vana veZimbabwe. Rimwe dambudziko munhu akashaya kuSouth Africa, dzimwe nguva hanzi anogona kutoita mwedzi chaiwo vanhu vachiedza kuunganidza mari yekuti adzosirwe mutumbi uende kunovigwa kumusha. Saka ndo zvimwe zvezvinhu zviri kunzi nesangano. Kana pakapaita vanhu vanenge vachikanda mari inoita 12 rand pamwedzi muhomwe iyoyo, zvinogona kubatsira vana veZimbabwe vanenge vachiurwa nematambudziko. Ndo zvatoda kuti kurukure tichange tichikupai mukana wekuti munzwe kubva kune vari kutungamira chirongwa ichikrisi.
Yebo Jonga, zulukandaba siyadibana njalo kuhlelo lwethu lwe-Live Talk Diaspora Forum. Namhlanje ke sixoxa ngohlelo olusungulwe eSouth Africa, izizalwane zeZimbabwe ezihlala khona le South Africa phansi kwenhlanganiso ethiwa iZimbabwe Diaspora Foundation. Lolu hlelo ngoluzaphathisa ngokusungula amabhizimusi ukuphathisa nje ekukhulumisaneni kwabantwana beZimbabwe abase South Africa ababhekane lendubo ezichiyeneyo lapho ke linhlanganiso iFoundation yonale iqoqe njalo isikhwama esokuphathisa izizalwane zeZimbabwe eSouth Africa esithiwa sona iZimbabwe Charity Foundation. Isikhwama lesi ke sikhangelele ukuphathisa bonke nje ababe bebhekane lodubo lodlakela i-xenophobia, ukuyabhalisa abantwana esikolo. Sizwa ukuthi abantwana bayathwaliswa nzima khona le South Africa, bayaxotshwa abanye lokunye okunjalo. Yikho ke esifuna ukuxoxa ngakho, sikhangela nje zonke inhlelo ezingazikhona emhlabeni jikelele khangela kakhulu ke ngabantwana beZimbabwe abahlala emazweni achiyeneyo. Kodwa ke sithe sifake yona le enkundleni ukuze sizwe ukuthi lina lithini ngayo, libona kulo ingaphathisa na, njalo inhlelo na ezingasungulwa kwezikwamanye amazwe. Asixoxeni ke inombolo zethu +1 202 465 0318. Leyo ke inombolo ye WhatsApp kuthi ke nxa lifuna ukuthi listinte nge direct line ngu +1 202 619 2077. Lingasithinta siyalifonela back jonga.
Christine Zotane munyarikano wedu kana mudare wedu wekutanga vaZaria Dube Nduna vanove sachigaro esangano reZimbabwe Human Rights Organization South Africa rakaumba Zimbabwe Diaspora Foundation. Welcome you, Mr. Dube, to our program.
Welcome, welcome, Mr. Jonga. I'm very happy to be actually presenting this ADIL project to all Zimbabweans in South Africa.
Well, may you start by telling us the purpose of the fund you launched and how it is going to benefit Zimbabweans?
Actually, the main motive or the main reason, actually, which made us to come up with this in Zimbabwe Diaspora Foundation is it was after receiving several calls from Zimbabweans living here in South Africa that, as you know, that as our economy in Zimbabwe is at a certain level, that even those graduates or all those who did came from colleges and universities, they can't find work in Zimbabwe. So a country which has got most of Zimbabweans is South Africa, and there are nearly 3 million Zimbabweans in South Africa. And once we're in South Africa, we come across numerous problems, social problems. And in all these problems, we find that from 2001 up until now, our Zimbabweans are facing problems on immigration issues, human trafficking. Sometimes you can find out that they can have some problems because there are some illegal mining activities happening in South Africa. So even though that is, it's difficult also to get to it because people, they don't have documents. They are trying to get a living through like some difficult means which end up them in big problems, and they end up like dying in South Africa. And after some people die in South Africa, especially Zimbabweans, there are no repatriation funds for them to be taken back to Zimbabwe. So that's actually the main reason that it did say we did come up with this project. We did implement it in 2015, and we wanted to launch it in February, but now successfully we are now launching it so that every Zimbabwean citizen in South Africa can say now this project is going to assist like every Zimbabwean, including those even who are not also involved in these problems. Because actually, according to our research, we did find that some teachers and some mining artisans, they say, myself, I can be insured. I can have like a good salary. But in a case that maybe my cousin can be involved in a robbery or has been killed, or it can be like a falling off mine shafts, he's supposed to pay something like 10,000. So if you've got such a project like for us in South Africa, what if I think it is going to be very easier because it's just taking a call and tell us where this happened, and you can send the people to go and assist. Not like what we used to do, that you just go and represent like on TV, on Studio 7, or on social media. But now, for the first time, I'm going to provide assistance.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Mr. Dewey. Please do stay on the line. I think, Chris, we have our first caller.
Yebo Jonga, silomlaleli siyakwamukela kuhlelo.
Hello baba.
Yeye ngikhuluma lo bani?
Ukhuluma lo mfundisi uMhlanga eMarinoha eMaphisa.
Omfundisi uMhlanga.
Yeah, eMarinoha eMaphisa mfowethu.
Oh, eMarinoha, kunjani eMarinoha?
Ah, uyachisa wena mfowethu.
Akusiphe ingqondo yakho ngalokho esixoxa ngakho.
Yebo, futhi mara lento ike yabakhona esikhathini sasasifika kwakuthiwa yi-Afrika.
Mhm.
Abantu abayokugcina kudliwa izizwe imali zabantu ayizange sifana ndawo yabuya yadilika le nto. Konamanje ngibona ngathi abantu bazovelwa izimali uma zingahlangana.
Mhm. Manje macebo bani abangayenza abantu ukuthi bengadlelwa imali? Hayi, siyakuzwa sibongile kakhulu. Mm-hmm. Jonga, that caller there says he knows of a similar organization that was formed years ago, and the name of the organization was Afrisa. Mm-hmm. He says he was a member of that organization, and what happened was they ended up crying for their money after it was misappropriated.
Wow.
So he was saying unless these guys put these safeguards here and there, they might face a similar problem.
Mr. Dube, you heard from our first caller. He's saying the issue of misappropriation of funds is the main concern, and even some of our listeners who are writing to us, that's the same issue they are raising.
Yeah, actually what he's saying is very true. It is very common, especially even in running a country. You find that maybe a country can be very rich in minerals and everything, but you can find that that country can come down to be very poor, which is because of corruption and the mismanagement of funds. So actually, as we did, it took a long time implementing to come up with this project as we are launching it now. Organized design like this, that the chief accountant will be holding these funds. Funds are being taken out from our account to go and assist people maybe in Cape Town or maybe in Durban, or there was xenophobia or unchecked falls or whatever problem. The chief accountant is coming from the ordinary Zimbabwean people, not from one of our members. And the other thing what actually did come up with is that we did also allow other organizations in South Africa, and also especially our consulate, also after some time to carry out a meeting to ensure that the funds which are going to be deposited, especially like this week, if SMSs are going to go further to Zimbabwean cell phones this week, those funds which are going to get now, as we did clarify that by the beginning of November, that's when we are going to start assessing the people, though we would think that we're going to launch it in the beginning of October, but due to some delays anyway. The measures which are going to be that after some time, we are going to carry out some meetings, a board meeting every month to ensure that funds which we did get from the previous months, the total figure, what problems did you encounter during that month? So that's when we're going to balance that the problems which did come up during the month and the funds which are going to give out, they must also correspond to the transactions from our account, so that there's no point that maybe the contribution of the funds, let's say in October, is 2 million, but we find out maybe in November that something like 2 million, something like 4 million is out of the account. So we want to ensure that the problems which we did receive are going also to be recorded, so that they must correspond with the funds which are going to be given out to assist the people. And also, our government and other organizations, they are free also to consult us. Also, we ourselves are going to carry out meetings like after 3 months, so that maybe the organizations and also our government, there should be accountability in this way. Like, you are not going to run like this project alone. We need also inclusive also or some our government and some citizens of the organizations, so that they can also assist us on some of the ideas which we think maybe we can be able also to use them, so that maybe these funds can be used on other things which other than what we did inform our Zimbabweans. The other thing that we as a Zimbabwean Human Rights Organization, the reason why we did come up with this project, that we did find out that it is very important to have such an organization. So we can't be as people, we know that this did happen for so many years, and some projects were being started, especially when it comes to funds, mismanagement of funds, and those projects did also collapse. Ourselves are fully committed that funds are going to be contributed, are going to be safe in our accounts. So in the other things, like we've got 2 accounts, we've got FNB account, which is a commercial bank. So this account is going to, the funds in FNB account are not going to be used like on dailies. We are going to use the funds which will be in our Capitec account. The only funds in FNB account are going to only be transferred to be used when we got a serious problem, which is like maybe a serious accident or xenophobia, or maybe some Zimbabweans did die, maybe large numbers like in illegal minings, when there is actually quite a big problem. Some smaller problems where we want to assist these Zimbabweans. Let me say, for example, like maybe someone, maybe like did got fire and happened to lose maybe all the documents, or maybe 3 people who are going to use the funds which will be, like, will be in our Capitec account. So in this way, there is no any other way that maybe funds can be mismanaged in this way.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. Vadhube rambai muri parunare at Christ Tambire Valio Nyoni. Chitoro che Zimbabwe chiri mu South Africa.
Yevo, mnumzana Nyoni.
Ndakande.
Yeah. Ya, ungasiphathisa lapha kuhlelo sikhangela ke kulenhlanganiso ethiwa yona yiZimbabwe Human Rights Organization esungule iFoundation ethiwa iZimbabwe Diaspora Foundation ezaphathisa izalwane zeZimbabwe ezikhona ngapho kwele South Africa. Yesesike sezwa abanye besithi bangani bayathandabuza ukubana imali asizo zinyamalale yini lokunye okunjalo. Wena ubona njani linhlanganiso iyaphathisa njalo labantu ababe bekhangelane bebhekane lodlakela lokunye okunjalo?
Ye, mbona ngani iyaphathisa. Yikuthi nje mina angikabi lethuba elokuthi ngihlangane labo. Kodwa ngokubona kwami kakhulu, ubona ngani kuyaphathisa sibi.
Mhm. Ye, nxa manje wena ukhangele indlela eliphila ngayo khona ngapho eSouth Africa, ungathi inhlanganiso engaphathisa, ubona ngani inhlanganiso eyabinjani engafithiwa iphathise izifiso zenu khona ngapho eSouth Africa?
Kumele ukuthi abantu bahlangane kusane babonisane ukuthi bangayenza njani ukwenza ukuthi baphathisane uma bendawonye. Inhlanganiso enjengale inhle sibili, siyabonga kakhulu ukuthi ikhona, kodwa ke sifuna nje ukuthi kube le transparency ukwenzela ukuthi uma izinto zisenzakala kube khona ukuthi kuyaphangiseka ukuthi abantu bezuze uncedo masinya.
Mhm. Ye, kodwa siyabona khona ngapho eSouth Africa ukuthi abantu bahlezi ngamaxuku, bona bayabandlulana bona ngokwabo bodwa. Siyasizwe ukuthi abanye bale burial society yabantu abavela ehwange, abanye abavela eBrightbridge bale yabo abavela ngapi. konke kona lokhu kutshengisa ukungabambani. Manje ubona njani nxa sikhangela inhlanganiso enjengayo naleyi eZimbabwe Diaspora Foundation ukuthi inhlanganiso engaletha lonke yini elikhona ngapho libambani?
Okwakathesi mbona ngani kungaba nzima ngoba kathesi abantu bahlangene njengezigaba njengoba utshile ukuthi abanye bavele ebitbit abanye bavela ewani. So abantu bahlangana ngezigaba lapha abavela khona ngoba iindaba eziningi ziba khona ngokuthi abantu bavela ngaphi. So uncedo kuma-groups anjalo kuba lula kakhulu ngoba abantu uma besuka endaweni bayazana physically, bayazana ngamabizo, bayazana ukuthi longwa ngabe. So it would be very easy ukuthi abantu bahlangane njengamakhuphisavela endaweni ezinhlanu. Kodwa ke nxa kuyi-organization enkulu ezakhava abantu bonke kumele ibe organization sibile ezazithengisa kakhulu ithengise endaweni zonke ukwenza ukuthi abantu bonke begcine labo sebejoyina. But for the time being ukuthi abantu bancedane ngezigaba bona ngani ku-right.
Hayi, kuyezwakala. Yes, ajonga Mr. Inyoni, there is I asked him, the problems that we face in Zimbabwe, mm-hmm. sometimes they translate themselves in other countries. For example, you find that there are people who say because they come from a particular area, they just want to group themselves as that, from that area. Mm-hmm. So if there is an organization like this, is there a way of integrating all those different people?
Yeah.
Yeah, so he says it's possible, but they have to work on it.
That's a good advice from him, because what's important is for people to work together.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes people in the diaspora and people back home, we tend to have different opinions, and that forces us to have many groups. Zimbabwe Human Rights Organization South Africa, Runovera Kaumba, Zimbabwe Diaspora Foundation. Vadhuve vanhu vakawanda vari kufara havo kuti maita pfungwa yakanaka yekuti munge muchibatsira zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zviri muSouth Africa kana zvairwa nematambudziko. Asi nyaya hombe iri kunyanyochemwa nevanhu inyaya yekuchengetwa kwemari, kuti inzira dzipi dzinozoita kuti mari dzinobviswa nevanhu dzinge dzichengeteka. Uye pane nzira here dzekuti vanenge vabvisa mari vanga vachinyorwa pasi kuitira kana vakazosangana nematambudziko vanga vachizobatsirwa?
Right, mfunduni wakanaka straight. Ringati kama rengori atanga takaita chirongwa ichi tatakaronga kuti isu vanhu vanobvisa mari idzi vanokontributa nama12 rand ama-SMS nevanobvisa ma20 rand vachishandisa maakaunts avo. Vanhu ava hativarekodhi. Vanhu vatanga tichinorekodha mabusiness people mahombe ari muno achange achitinosponsa chirongwa ichi. Pamufunzo unowa mavhunza ndokuti takaichiita kuti chive charity organization, kanti kuda kwomunhu kuti ati ini ndiri muzimbabweni ndokuda kuti ndakaona matambudziko akati akatiwira, ndinosununguka kuti ndikabvisa mari yakadai kuitira kuti chini pakaita alba ndambudziko. Regandire ndireve ndakadaiswa kuti ndikase mubvunzo wenyu. Ichokwadi kuti vanhu vakasvisa magrupu avo vakati ava vanobva kutsolotso, ava vanobva kuhwange, ava vanobva kuchipinge, vakati vanobatanidza mari dzavo. Tobva ipapo tina mabusiness people mahombe ari muno, tina navamawere, tina namai masiwa, tina namisti vusha, vanongori vanhu vakuru vanozikamwa vari muno vane mabusiness vari munomu. Takadarozve tina makambani mahombe akaitwa mubatanidzo wavanhu. Takadarozve tina vanhu vanoshanda chavo chaivo vane mari dzakawanda zvisingaiti. Right, danongori vanotitini tigota mafamilies ari munomu ane mari, tigota mapoliticians vari muno vane mari, tigota maorganization epolitics vane mari, tigota ekuti consulate general, tigota Zimbabwean embassy yedu kuti ndiase mufunzo zvakanaka kuti muone chirongwa ichi chakanakira chii ndezvizvi. Right, ndoda kuti mungoona example yekuti pakatsva mikuku 2010 kukaisenzi mazimbabweans akashayika vakashayika nemadocuments, hakuna wavanhu vandareva vose ava wakabuda achienda kunobatsira vanhu ava kuti vaone maasylums avo Asi
vadhube ndikubatei muromo musati maenda kure matimi mune urongwa hwekuti vanhu vanenge vachingoisa mari dzavo hamuzonyora kuti Jonga abvisa 12 rands dzake Chris Ganda abvisa 12 rands dzake kungoti mari yapinda inozoakaundwa sei mari iyo nokuti kana pasina kana kuti munyorese kuti nhinga abvisa mari yakati kana maakuzoda kuti muibatanidze muone kuti mari dziri kufambiswa zvakanaka here mune muchizoziva sei kuti takataunganidza $500 kubva kumapoka akati 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 tazosara taane $300 $200 yakaenda kupi
allright mari dzese idzi dzichabviswa mangari matoll funds namaSMS vamwe vachaisa mumabank street nema20 rand kuri va vanhu vanokwanisa kuti vanohora mari dzavo maybe kuda dzinodarika ma7000 vanohora mari idzi dzinoiswa dzose muakaunti isu patinonovona kuti mari idzi todzisanganisa dzinenge dzava muakaunti medu chini isu hativoni mari dzichibva kuvanhu sokuti chini munhu ajoina funeral policy yekuti anojoina nesta rake kuti moti mwedzi uyu wabvisa
vadhube vadhube just hold on paita muteereri mwapinda muchirongwa rambai makabata will come back to you hallo
hallo makadi
takasimba ndiyanavo
tapuwa mwenda mberi ndiri pano vajoni mukoma
tapuwa mwenda mberi
hongu baba
tinotenda zvikuru mukoma mwenda mberi kupinda muchirongwa chedu tipei pfungwa dzenyu
chirongwa icho chakatononoka kutanga dai chitori chirongwa chakatotanga kare nekutoti chirongwa chakanaka zvikuru zvekuti tinokwanisirawo kuti tikandewo chiro ma20 rand dai zvaitogona pakatoumwa imwe homwe yekuti vanhu vakwanise chiro kuti tikwanisewo kuti tingavhotawo here tiri kuno kudiaspora kana zvichikwanisira kuti paine mari dzatinokwanisa kuti tibvise kuitira kuti paumbwe homwe kuti vanhu vekudiaspora vakwanise kuti vavhote here
handofunga nyaya yekuti vanhu vekudiaspora vavhote tinenge takanzwa hurumende inenge iri kuti kutanga gore rinouya iri vanenge vakumboedza kuita ongororo dzekuona kuti dzimwe nyika dzine vana vari kunze kwenyika idzodzo vari kukwanisa kuzviitawo sei kuti vanhu vavhote vari munyika dzavari takanzwawo ziyambi ziyambi vachiti ndofunga panozosvika June 2020 vanenge vapedza kuunganidza umbo hwekuti vangaona kuti vana vezimbabwe vari kunze kwenyika vangazovhota sei ndo mamiriro atakanzwa zvichiita
okay hatinotenda hedu pane izvozvo asi homwe yataurwa namukoma ihomwe yakanaka nekuti tinozoona pane vamwe vana vanosvika pakuyaura kushaya kana kuti chekukurisa mabhazi kuti vadzokere kumusha kana chekubata kana chekuenda zvacho vakabata mumaoko kuti vakwanisewo kunoti vanodya mberi zvinoramba nekuti vanenge vawanikidzwa nenjodzi dzakaita sana xenophobia panguva idzodzo dzichiitika zvotoona kuti munhu anenge asina kana mari kokumhanyira chako chako anenge asina pamuzoona kuti vamwe vanomhanyira kana kumapolice stations emunomu asi zvee zvisina batsiro asi sehomwe yataurwa kai homwe ndinorevera maoko zvekutoti nesuwo takatomira kutoti tikatoisirwa homa yese sime tichoisewo ma20 rand acho ihomwe yakanaka zvikuru
thank you so much mukoma tapuwa
ndatendangu mukoma
thank you so much Chris that's mukoma tapuwa mwenda mberi calling from South Africa. He's saying this is a very noble idea and he's willing to contribute, he supports the fund.
Ah, that sounds good.
That's a plus for Mr. Azaria.
Yeah. I know you had asked him a question, but we'll come back to him. Let's hear from Mr. Nyoni. Babu Nyoni. Hello, Nyoni. Hello.
I think his call dropped.
Oh, it dropped. Okay. All right. So, Mr. Dube, will continue with a question. If you can rephrase it, maybe.
Yes. Maybe I can throw it in English so for the benefit of callers and listeners. I'd asked him about the statement that he said that they are not going to record any of these contributions that are going to be made by Zimbabweans. I asked him, how are they going to maybe take charge and stock of that contribution if there is no register? Chris, if there is no register, how are they going to know Chris contributed $12 and we have to maybe account for that cent? So-and-so contributed so much, we are going to account for that, Mr. Dube.
Yeah, in brief, let me say we did carry out a lot of meetings from 2015 with the different organizations, with also our consulate. I think I did carry out a meeting with the previous consulate who was replaced by Mr. Mkonoshuro, who is now in Botswana. The reason why we come up to this agreement to say there's no need for us to record every Zimbabwean is going to contribute like a toll friend. The reason one is people are going to contribute using their cell phones, their SMSs. That if it's like in our meeting, we did find out that you know, there are some people who are staying in informal settlements, in cuckoos. These people sometimes they go to look for work every day without even transport. And they also sometimes come back without the transport. And we've got, let me say, we've got Mr. Oneka who's working in Santoni as an accountant. So, like, those people who are working mostly are the ones who are going to contribute with SMSs and also with the trend runs and also business people. So, which means to be brief and also to be clear, we did find that out that those people actually who are not working, who are looking for work, they are not going to contribute. So, it's like we are erasing the idea that maybe those people who are going to, because it is like we are going to assist only those people who did contribute. That's why we are calling this one a proud Zimbabwean, a Zimbabwean diaspora charity. That those people who are waiting, according to our research, we found that maybe 980,000 Zimbabweans have got decent jobs, which means they are earning something which is like from 4,000 upwards. So it can be too tiresome for us to say this one did contribute like a toll friend. So can also send us an MS that we put that we record those people. There's no, it's like ourselves are the ones who are supposed to, like, to take our accountability, or also, let me say, Zimbabwean people by December, let me say for a short period, they are going to determine how useful is the Zimbabwe Diaspora Foundation. As people are saying that this project did come late, we are going to, it's like everyone is going to check our
accountability.
After all, those funds have been
Mr. Dube, so in short, you are saying that even those who are not going to contribute to the fund, they are also going to benefit.
Yes, 100%.
Mm-hmm. And those who are going to contribute, you think they are going to welcome that?
Yes, it's like we did also a research to teachers in South Africa, to mining artisans, to some accounts, to all these people working in South Africa. And they did say, like, as I've been saying, that when there is a disaster, if there's a problem, like what has been happening now in Katlehong, there were people who were in tents in Katlehong, there are those who did die. So there were no people who were coming from those areas to go and represent them, to assist them. I just want to tell you something. And also these people happen, especially in informal settlements. As I say, in Kaisens, the informal settlements. In difficulty in 2010,
thank you.
Informal settlements. Yes. So these people, like,
thank you.
They don't have also different jobs.
Thank you, so Mr. Dube.
Hello.
Thank you so much. Do stay on the line. We have a caller. Gaitorum Terer. Hello.
Hello.
India Nivar Barunare.
And Mkoma Hasla.
Mkoma Hasla.
Yes.
I mean, Dima Utungora Ramam Town, because Anzi Ango hustling Mkoma.
Yeah, Ango hustling.
Ayo watirofara mapinda mchirongwa, tipeo pfungwa dzenyu.
You know, tukunzwa nyaya mugango iyi. And, you know, vamuri kutaura navavo, he is not very clear, he is not very precise. Kuti chirongwa ichi chiripa kumbunyanyo, batsira chii. He is splitting hairs, he is not talking. Zvakuti ga, chukenda nepapa, chukenda nepapa, vari kutsvara, tsvara, tsvara. It's murky, it's cloudy. Hapana zvinhu zviri definite kuti mari ida kubatsira chii. Maboda jumpers, vawirwa nenamurufu, vasungwa, what is it about? And at the end of the day, kana vanhu vachingonzi vakanda mari, vasikazivikanonzi akanda ndiani, imari yakandwa. Then how do we say mari yashota? You know? Yeah, you know, what as an organization, ndeve human rights, whatever, isn't it?
Yes, and the Zimbabwe Human Rights Organization.
What is their track record before we start back to marry? What is their track record? You know, for the humanitarian, which is, you know, the baseline, the Guti, Doko Vakatangira, Tisata Padisamari, Tutakuns, what take over the other Guti, you know, Waka Vani Papi, Vachitechi, because you are finding that a lot of people, one end of diaspora, Washa Zubita, they come up with all sorts of names, and then at the end of the day, they go my embassy one Nupua Mari. I'll give you an example. We had an election, 2018, isn't it? How many of those organizations in the diaspora undertook to educate and encourage Zimbabweans to go home and remedy the problem rights of the diaspora? You know, right now we shouldn't be curing my symptoms. We should be actually addressing with Chambunyanyuru, Wazavano, Babude, Babkatigong, Futa, Agenda, Wunika. This is a key. Smith never displaced as many Zimbabweans out of Rhodesia. You know, and this is what we should be talking about. You know what? Ngawanya so Buddha and change his threat. He has touched a lot of things. Van Happy Sir Wemba, Pakazu Sir Wawani 4, Posun Zarwi. You know, you can't read, okay, Azutora Mari, Azupua Mari Nani, on what criteria, Chicha Zumutsot, we are called Zerupua Mari over this one and Azupua Mari in the other. It's murky, you know, it's not clear.
Thank you so much. Maita basa zvikuru mukoma hasla. Gai tipe kune vadare vedu wa Dhuve wa Riparunhare. Vadhuve nduna pamwe chete nava Lionyoni tigonzwa vachipindura. Chris, this is Mr. Hasla, mukoma hasla. This is Mr. Azaria Dhuve nduna is not very clear. He's touching on many issues. And he says, what is the track record of his organization, the Zimbabwe Human Rights Organization in South Africa? He should explain that before people entrust him with their money.
Okay. Before we go to Mr. Dhuve to respond to that question, I'll just ask a few questions, Mr. Nyoni, and then we can let him go. Babu Nyoni, siloxola ukuthi uke asazi ukuthi ubusilalele yini lapho ubulalele uhlelo ukuthi bekuthiwa lapho susukile.
Yebo, bengilalele.
Ubulalele phela.
Yebo.
Ye, ungathini ukhona waka test lapha layo othi yena ungani uhlelo lwakho nalucacanga wena uthini ngakho?
Yeah, okwaka test uhlelo lolu alukacacci, alucacanga for sure. Ngokuba nxa abantu bazafunga ukontributa imali kungazi.
Your call has been placed on hold. Please wait.
Hello?
I think we have lost him.
But Mr. Dhuve, now your chance to respond. People are saying, for example, if you are going to join, let's say I'm in South Africa right now, and I want to your participate in this foundation, what's the procedure?
Okay, no, it's a very good question. Let me start by saying our organization is about women rights organization. Some people, of course, they may not be
your
aware
call
of
has been placed on hold. Please wait.
Okay, go ahead.
Your call has been placed on hold.
I think we made a mistake.
I think there's a cross line because there is that continuous call placed on hold message.
And we have lost Mr. Nduna in the process. Anyway, we'll get back to him, Jonga.
He's there.
You're still here. So go ahead, Mr. Nduna. Tell us about this.
Hello.
Yes, go ahead.
Okay. Yeah. In a brief, let me say, our organization, the people Zimbabweans in South Africa, I believe, like in, let me say, 80% are aware of our organization. Like in 2010, if I can say in a brief, our organization is the very organization which did the monitor or do visits to all Zimbabwe Home Affairs application centers when Zimbabweans were being issued with DZP permits. I'm talking of monitoring or visits to ensure that people who have got some problems of mistakes of their names, you did the fifth home affairs to ensure that these people, their names can be corrected quickly as soon as possible so that maybe they can get their permits. And I'm not talking of attending meetings, because on attending meetings, we were nearly 12 organizations. It was that there were a lot of chairpersons here. And I do remember in 2010 in Kaisens, when some sheikhs were banned in Kaisens, our organization is one of the organizations which did it to Kaisens to go and inspect and saw what was happening with the city of Tobig migration. And also, remember, there's a story of this by Sizemon, who was shot by his boss in the Northwest. Our organization is the only organization, if I can say, we're supposed to go there with the SAP, but on some SAP members couldn't pick him in, to go there. We did also ensure that the board of Sizemon was taken to Zimbabwe. And also, that's when I want to come up with this answer. Someone was saying, Mr. Dube is not like clear telling us actually what he is going to do, what who is going to be assisted our beneficiaries. Let me say, when the issue of Sizemon was on social, was on media, that there is this problem, let me say, there was no organization, there was no one who was ready to go there and assist the system. So if the story was in this background,
Mr. Dube
was on TV,
Mr. Dube,
that's what I say, we did it.
Do stay on Chimboyo Ramba Emuri Parunari Paita Mumtere, Jagar Nare, Zajin, Kaskakudo, Narragating Utram Tere, Riparunari, Tuzoka Wamuri, Chris, I think we have a caller.
Yes, sir, Chonga, Slomla Lili, Sir Wamgela Wushel.
Yeah.
Sir P. Lankuluma Loban.
Mashanga.
Ah, Mashanga, Nalinjan, Ba.
Ah, Napir.
Yeah, Ungas Patti Sagutel.
Ya uhlelo lukahle mara ikhinga babathi abafuni amagama angiboni ukuthi bazophumelela la bantu
ngani
baba bafuze abantu even bayenza ama-SMS sazi ukuthi ubani umuntu loyo ajoyinile because akusizi ukuthi sizosiza omunye nomunye umuntu asebenza izizak asebenza imali asakezikhwameli but ma kweli wengozi uthola ukuthi usebenzisa imali yabanye abantu angiboni kulungile lokho because uyabona izinto semthethweni kuze omunye nomunye egama lakhe siyazi ukuthi ubani umuntu loyo aphumise imali la besikhona ukuthi siba ama-beneficiary sonke but ma kubenefia umuntu angaphumisani imali ya angiboni ukuthi iyophumelela kahle
manje ubona ungani ukuthi kuphumelele kumele kwenziwe njani
kufuze sirejiste amagama ethu siyazi ukuthi ngubani aphumise imali siyazi ukuthi abanye abanayo imali but amagama asakathekile kakhulu if imali leyo ingakhona ukusiza nabantu labanganamali but amagama ayafuneka imali leyo inyani kakhulu 12 rand inyani kakhulu le mali le abantu bayaphuze abantu laba abasebenzi kolabantu bayahlupheka abantu bezimbabwe mafika la baphuze itswala bonke nalaba bangasebenzi kuba losohluleka 12 rand
okay hayi siyakuzwa baba sibongile kakhulu
thank you
okay
Yes, Chris, I think we are joined by Mr. Itani Ndlovu, who is the spokesperson for the Zimbabwe Diaspora Foundation. Welcome to our show, Mr. Ndlovu.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yes, you are welcome. I think you can welcome
Yes, Mr. Ndlovu, we have Mr. Azaria Dubenduna, and he was explaining to us, I had asked him, how do you benefit if, for example, I'm in South Africa right now and I want to benefit from this foundation? So he was explaining. Maybe you can explain and he'll take it from you, from whatever you say.
Absolutely. The intention of this organization basically is to assist Zimbabweans in South Africa who find themselves under very difficult circumstances. There are a lot of problems that Zimbabweans face in South Africa. I'm sure you do know about the xenophobic attacks. You do know about a whole lot of bus accidents that happen. And you do know about the fires, the shack fires that take place, all the different kinds of disasters that transpire in South Africa. And we find families having difficulties in getting assistance to be able to repatriate maybe the bodies back home for burial. So the intention of the organization basically is to chip in whenever such an eventuality takes place so that we can actually assist Zimbabwean families, the Zimbabwean people living in South Africa who face a whole lot of difficulties of a variety of issues.
Yeah, so, you know, people are saying it's not really cut clearly because you are saying people have, with difficulties. For example, here's one person who needs maybe a birth certificate for his son, and the other person has lost a relative. So are those kinds of, I mean, how do you assist those kinds of problems? And also considering that there is some kind of contribution that is made toward the foundation, can you please explain that?
Okay, so basically, the organization is for the Zimbabweans, by the Zimbabwean people. It's like they are contributing, obviously, whatever they're contributing, into a fund. And in case of an eventuality of something of that nature, I think, and we are looking mostly at, you know, bigger disasters, like, for instance, we do get bus accidents, you know, a lot of Zimbabwean countries in South Africa to buy things, to buy groceries, and to order things to go and sell in Zimbabwe. Whenever such a bus accident occurs, we know that things are tough in Zimbabwe, things are difficult, and families have find it difficult to repatriate those bodies. And remember, sometimes the government is not actually that capable of, you know, assisting as quickly as they can. So the idea was so that we actually group Zimbabweans together, pool our funds together, so that in case anything of that nature happens, it gets reported, it gets to our ears, we hear about it, and then the funds are available, we chip in, we assist the family in actually making all those arrangements to repatriate the body. In cases of maybe young people, people lose their property, they lose clothing, and they have to be kept in whole municipality halls without enough food, and they are stuck there for some time, and life there is actually terrible and horrible. So as an organization, and funds permitting, if something of that nature happens, then that is where we chip in to ensure that if those people need to go home, we can make those arrangements, we can actually fund them so that they can go home and, you know, recuperate and come back whenever they need to.
Okay. Thank you so much. Please do stay on the line, Jonga.
Yes, regai timbonzwa kuti vatereri vari kuti pa Facebook page yedu ye VOA Show na Chris tingonzwa kuti mashoko ari kubva kuvatereri anze na mukoma Courtney Mpemi kuti anze Ndlovu ndiye anga achikakama panga achibvunzwa na Kathy Mohla anze Mohlahlana kunzi Marii ndei akatadza kupindura zvakajeka. Ndofunga kutaura vaNdlovu vatanawo pachirongwa anzi vabvunzwa vakatadza kupindura zvakanaka zvinogutsa. Kouya kanaivo zvakare mukoma Mpemi vari kuisa namba dzavo kuti tivafonere, zvimwe chete namukoma Trimo Mashline Mashumba vaisa namba dzavo anzi ndifonerei. Then koita mukoma Fraser Chicks Nathan NR vari kutsigira mashoko ataurwa namukoma Hustler ekuti chikwata kana kusangana ravadhuve reZimbabwe Human Rights Organization ritanga rataura kuti rine track record yakadii risati rapiwa mari kuti ringe richengeta. Ndozviri kunzi on point Hustler. Koita vamwe vari kuti ava vari kutoona vari munzvimbo dzakasiyana siyana muSouth Africa imomo. Regai tisati taenda kune vadare vedu timunzwa tine muteereri parunare. Alo, makadii? Ndiani avo?
Ngoma Gaddafi.
Ngoma Gaddafi, kuri sei kwamuri?
Hakwandiri kuraita mene ikoko.
Aiwa, kuno tiri vapenyu, tipei tinzwe zvamatiigira.
Ndoda kubvunza kuti icharity here kana kuti organization yakamira sebhozi kana iri charity? Ndaifunga kuzongoti vangoti no, vanhu ngavadhonete mari. Vanhu vadhoneta mari and ivo ndo vachahondiwa zvekuita nemari yebhozi. Kana kuri kuzikurunzi mari ndechifanira kubhadhara muchibva mumaakaunti apa ndaita problem. Wondiridza sometimes ndandikwanifai wachiti hatisi kunyorwa futi mazita. Handiwoni kuti zvinga kubudirira.
Regai tiva vunze tinzwe kuti vanoti zvakamira sei.
Kana ivo vangoti tichidonete mari tongodonata tongozvati I we are giving money to charity. That is hatitarisiri kana ndazovudawo nedambudziko ndivafonera kana vatibatsirawo vanibatsira kana vasinawo havana bhozi kana ndabvisa ndeitori netarisiro yekuti vandibatsire bhozi ndeitoinde ndabvisa.
Aiwa regai tivape mukana yevapindure. Thank you. Imi muri South Africa here mukoma Gaddafi?
Ndokwandogara ndokwandakatodzika midia ende handibvi muno.
Pakanaka mukoma, regai tisvitse mashoko ewaya kuna vaazaria nduna. Hanzi vanduna, mukoma Gaddafi wari musouth Africa, he is asking whether this is a charity or I mean it's a charity organization, and if it's a fund that is going to help people as a charity, he said you should just ask for donations from well wishers, and those donating will very well know that they are donating to charity. And if it's a membership fund, then whoever donates expects to be assisted in return. Tipeiwo zvamunofunga pamusoro pacho kana minduro vanduna pamusoro penyaya iyi. Hanzi isangano rekubatsira vese vari kushupikawo here zvavo, kana kuti rinenge richizonzi nhengo inenge yabatsirwa yatarisirwawo zvakare kuti ichange ichizobatsirwa, inenge yabatsira nemari izobatsirwa?
Okay, thanks a lot, Mr. Jonga. Let me just answer this quickly and in brief. As we did clarify in our document that we have got like a sort of 21 vacancies for Zimbabweans. And also each province in South Africa will have a Zimbabwe Diaspora Foundation coordinator who will be actually taking actually problems happening. Let's say maybe there's a disaster or maybe someone shakes and got fire and they lost everything, and they quickly notify our office so that we send people. Let me answer this question directly, because I must say maybe we are failing to answer this question directly. Right. The issue registering names or taking names of those contributors, let me just give you an example. I did say to you, first we did carry out a research before we did come up with this project. It's like first we wanted to collect all the names of Zimbabweans in South Africa. Second, we wanted the people people who are going to contribute to take all their names so that maybe they are going to contribute something like 20 rand. At first we wanted to make it 20 rand for every Zimbabwean. But the challenge or the reason why we didn't say, let's just make it a charity that people can contribute on if they feel that it's a noble project or it's a helpful project. That we found that those people actually mostly who are in former settlements, or maybe who are those people who I can say are Mazamas, or people who might get into a problem. For example, I did say example of this xenophobia which happened in Kasehong. Those people who have problems, if I can tell you, there are people we can find that maybe they don't have even decent jobs. So it means the people who are going to contribute are those people who are working, who can say maybe I've got my life insurance, I've got my vehicle, I've got my house. So if we are going to say we are taking names of those people as a way of going to say it is going to assist in accountability. And these very people, when we did ask them, they say there is no need of collecting our names, because these funds which are contributing are going to assist other people.
So,
Mr.
Nduna,
or in Cape Town.
So, Mr. Nduna,
they did not contribute to the assisted on programs or
Mr. Nduna. So, in short, this is a charity organization.
It's a charity organization, yes.
Oh, okay. I think there's clarity there, Chris.
Yes, I think you've clarified. I hope our listeners, there's quite a number of them who even wrote. There's Anele Melusi who says, our government does not help its people, or can I say they do not care about the citizens. He says, I'm in mid-range South Africa. And he says, he asked for us to phone him, we'll call him. And then Ndlela Dube uthi yena sothi ukucubungula leyo ndaba ayihli kahle okwamanje. still not satisfied. That is Ndlela Dube. He's not satisfied with the explanation given there about this organization. But anyway, Mr. Ndlovu, wena ngokubona kwakho lokusizwa uthali cubungile la yenza lokuthiwa iresearch. Iresearch yenu le itshengise ukuthi abantu bazamukela yini ngobuningi linhlanganiso.
Into ekhona ukuthi labo esikhulume labo obviously yabona mani sungula i-organization enje kuba lalabo abangayibheka bacabanga ukuthi mhlawumbe yindlela yokuthi kudliwe izimali lento ezinjalo bakhona engingathi babagasisha kodwa ngobuningi mina abantu engihlangana nabo engikhuluma labo ngale organization bathi yinto eqakatheke kakhulu le ngoba iy'nhlupheko eziningi ezihlangana labantu baseZimbabwe kuleli lizwe and angitsho abantu abazisebenzela kahle abakhona ukuthi bazimele bazenzela into ngisho abantu abahluphekileyo awuthole ukuthi umuntu usebenzimeni akalalutho kuze kuzosiza ama-organizations alapho afana labo Gift of the Giver sikhona thina singakhona ukuthi sizenzele sibambane thina sizenzele i-organization engasiza abantu bakithi thina ngokwethu yingqondo esilayo thina ukuthi singabantu singazenzela singabumbana thina sihlangane sipomelele i-charity organization sikhuphe lokho esikukhona kuthi ma kusenzakala isehlakalo esenzakalayo lathi siyekhupha esinakho obviously asuze sisebenze sishode mane engama-charity organizations lawa ase-South Africa anokusiza lapha lalapha kodwa thina sibona ngathi kuhle ma abantu bezenzela bona kulokhu nilinde ukuzokhangezwa ukuthi wenami ma lizenzele nani ngibona ngathi kwenza into zihambe lula zibe lula zibe ngcono.
Hayi kuyezwakala jonga
ndoenda kuna vaDube Nduna vaNduna nguva dzinenge dzaakuti mhanyei zvinhu zvamungataurira vana vezimbabwe vakatarisirawo kuti vange vachibatsira kuchirongwa ichi nekuvasimbisa kana kuvavimbisa sekutaura kwamaita mururimi rwechirungu kuti aiwa panenge paine accountability kunyange hazvo vanhu vanga vasiri kuzoisa mazita avo nezvimwe zvakadaro nokuti tiri kuona vakawanda vari kuchema kuti tingokanda mari mukanwa mamupere kana kusungirira pagumbo rengwe zvinhu zvakaoma vamwe vachitiwo kana ndabatsira ndinechiti homwe iyoyo ndinechitarisirwa kuti homwe iyoyo ndikaitawo matambudziko inge ichizondibatsirawo ndo zvimwe zvoda kutsanangurirwa vanhu kuti tinozokuzivawo sei kuti wakambobatsira kana kuti mune muchingoti chero chizvarwa chezimbabwe chiri musouth africa changowirwa nedambudziko hamuna hamutarise kuti chakambobatsirawo here kuhomwe taura henyu vaDube. Hello, Mr. Azaria Nduna.
Hello.
Are you still there?
Yes, I'm still there, yes.
Okay. Ndanichiti nerurimi rwamai mungotaura neshona kuti musimbise vanhu vari kubvunza zvakanyanya kuti mari tingosungirira mari pagumbo rengwe tisingazive kuti iri kuenda kupi pagumbo rengwena tisingazive kuti mari iri kuenda kupi. Uye iniwo ndikaa ndakanda mari yangu muhomwe iyo ndichazobatsirwawo here ndakazoita matambudziko ndezvimwe zvoda kutsanangurwa vanhu saka mungavasimbisa sei nokuti tiri kuona nguva dzedu dzadyana.
Allright, regai nditi inini pana vanhu vachakontributa mari isu tinoti chini ngavatipe mazita avo tivanyore pasi. Changa chakapa kuti titi hatinyori mazita pasi ndechokuti vanokontributa mari vanga vakati ivo chini tinokontributa mari dzinozibatsirika pachinge paitika dambudziko asi dambudziko rinowanza kuura vanhu vanotambudzika zvikuru vanogara munzvimbo dziri pasi dzikaita kumikuku asi ndinoti ini chini pakuchengetwa kwemari idzi vanhu 21 vatinopinze mabasa ava vanhu vanenge vachishanda dzimwe nguru kudini kuona kuti mari idzi dzinenge dzichishandiswa zvakadini zvakanyatsonakanaka vekune vanenge vasitaa
vanotaurao
kuzvekwechirongwa ichi chezimbabwe diaspora foundation
vaDube
problemu
nguva dzabva dzadyana tine urombo tine urombo vaNduna nguva dzabva dzadyana thank you so much Chris.
Yes jonga that was Mr. Azaria Dube Nduna. We also heard from Itai Ndlovu of the Zimbabwe, both are from the Zimbabwe Human Rights Organization in South Africa. And we also heard from Leo Nyoni, a Zimbabwean in South Africa. My name is Chris Gande. Good night, Zimbabwe.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri. Thank you and good night.